Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, Savior, and Sustainer. Amen. Pretty great readings, I think, that we have today to help us think about the meaning of both evangelism and stewardship. Words we have often shied away from. I'm hoping less so today. And I use the word ponder, because even with the privilege of hearing Jesus' explanation of the parable of the sower, conveyed specifically to the disciples, I don't claim to fully understand it. But it does lead me to ask questions or wonder. Today, my focus will be on stewardship. How can I not, as the facilitator of the stewardship team? Our gospel today helps us think about our lives of faith and how our faith becomes embodied or incarnational as we grow ever more intentional about how we live out our faith in everyday life, whether at work, whether at home with family, whether out and about running errands, doing chores at home, or at play. We as a team and as a congregation have covered a lot of ground so far since we began our focus on healing a broken world last Advent. We live in a world that is certainly hurting and broken. Many, if not all of us, have faced challenges through the last few years. We felt isolated due to the pandemic. Some people still feel isolated or are isolated. Some have dwelt with serious health issues, loss, as well as financial difficulties. And we worry about our endangered environment. During this time, we have focused on caring for all that God has given us, not just our money. The year began with a focus in the adult forum on incarnational faith, as well as incarnational prayer, even as we celebrated the incarnation of the Word made flesh for Jesus' birth. Next, we began addressing the need for community renewal, a need that is definitely ongoing. We have more work to do in that area. It includes the need to care for our church community, as well as the communities in which we live and work and find ourselves every day. Care for our environment threatened by global climate change came next. Right now, our focus is on self-care as we learn about processing or at least beginning conversations about any trauma we might have experienced. And I give thanks for Heather Lusk's presence in our adult forum today and all the information that she presented. She will be here again next week. The final focus will be on financial health and how that connects to our faith. So now back to the parable. Where am I in the story of the sower? Where are you? Where are we as a community? Who are we? Are we soil? Are we sower? Are we both? Who of us has not at one time or another heard and failed to understand the word of the dominion of heaven or kingdom of heaven or reign of God? And so whatever might have been sown was snatched away or did not take root at all. Who of us has not faced difficult situations or even persecution because of our faith at various times and fallen away, unable to meet these challenges head on, knowing the cost? Who here has not at some time been tempted or distracted away by worldly things or wealth? I admit, there have been times when my ears were not ready to hear and my heart not ready to receive God's word. There have also been times when my faith has weakened, especially as the larger church has wrestled and wrestles with difficult issues and our world becomes ever more polarized. And I have also been distracted by financial concerns as well as worldly things. Thankfully, though, other sowers have continued to sow the word of God. And ultimately, seed has landed on better, if not very good, soil. We are called to sow this word everywhere, wherever we find ourselves. We don't know in what kind of soil or where exactly the seeds will land. But God, through the Holy Spirit, calls us to sow, trusting that some of the seed will indeed land in good soil and yield abundantly. How might others be helped to open their hearts and hear about the reign of God? Who has helped you sow seeds in your, and who has sown seeds in your hearts? And then who has helped you become a sower and talk about the reign of God? How has that word, as you carry it with you, helped you? How has it changed how you live? When I think about the importance of community and need for a sense of belonging, I rejoice that we can finally worship together again. And whether we meet in person or online, I see how important this community is, certainly for me, and I hope for you. I worship regularly online and continue to do so in person. I feel gratitude for the care and nurturing that has been and is provided by so many. And that the care and the nurturing that has been, it's given me strength. And I'm grateful for the proclamation of the word on a regular basis. I hear every week the good news. This community is a lifeline for me. I come because I need regular reminders of God's love for me, even at my worst. And I need the reminder that I'm not alone. We're all in this together. God is here in the midst of us, and together, through the Spirit dwelling in our hearts, we nurture and care for one another as we continue to face various ongoing challenges. I also need the reminder that God isn't done with you or with me yet, that the Holy Spirit who dwells in us is at work in our hearts. The soil of our hearts needs regular tilling and nurturing. Some of the growth maybe needs pruning or clearing to make room for new growth in order to bring about an abundant yield. I have also fortunately found support in other places. This week I woke up one day feeling very out of sorts, not myself, a little anxious due to new stressors. And I had two appointments, one with my trainer who has seen me through my second hip replacement, and my spiritual director. And I did something that I don't do. I shared a little bit with my trainer. That was the first appointment. He's a person of faith. And I said, would you pray for me? And could we pray together? And he said, you can imagine what he said. I don't pray very well. And I said, oh, come on. We're all talking with God. So let's do this. And he said, now or after? I said, now. I want to get the best out of my workout. And pray he did. Pray we did. And it moved me. And then I had my meeting, my appointment with my spiritual director, which again was more support. And by the end of the day, the spirit that wasn't doing so well was uplifted. For me, those were special times, and I'm grateful for the people out in our community who are carrying on and sowing seed as well. Our other communities. As stewards of all that God has given us, we are called to listen, not just physically, but spiritually, with open hearts. It's a listening with intention that leads to action. It leads to incarnational faith, or acting on what we have heard and come to understand. We live out our faith in the world, using our hands to accomplish that which God purposes, and sow in the hearts of others the word of God's reign. Yes, it is with a God-focused intention written on our hearts that that is the way that we care for the neighbor, for others. I feel a new sense of engagement and the Holy Spirit at work here in this place, in this community, and I find that exciting. So how will God, through the Holy Spirit, continue to work through this community in new ways that God might accomplish what God purposes, that the world might be healed and made whole? Here again from Isaiah, a word of promise. Reed Carlson, assistant professor of biblical studies at United Lutheran Seminary, says of this passage, "It was originally directed to a people who have seen or been told of the invasion of their homeland, the imprisonment of their king, and the destruction of their temple." From Isaiah, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it." And I end with two prayers that I've combined from Dana Wildermuth, who wrote them for Luther Seminary's online devotional, both for July 11th and July 13th. And I made it a collective prayer as opposed to a personal prayer. Let's pray. Creator God, your love sustains us through tangled messes. Help us see your Spirit at work in our community, bringing life and the opportunity to grow and thrive. Help us be sowers of the seeds of God's kingdom or kingdom. May God's word take root in the unlikely places of this world, and its people bring forth an abundant yield of the Spirit's fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. Amen.